The Truth News Network.
In a world where Orwell is no longer fiction, Huxley is a documentary, corruption is standard operating procedure, and O'Rourke is the female Ocasio-Cortez, the truth is in short supply. Except here. This is TNN,
the Truth News Network.
And your voice of reality is Dan Newman.
Well, Pete mentioned George Orwell and his predictions. Remember his book 1984? He wrote it way before that. Much of what he predicted in his book has actually come true. Well, today, I'm going to step out on that same limb of predictions with George Orwell. Today, we're talking about an exclusive for you only, 2020 predictions. And you'll be able to come back next year about this time and say, Dan, you were right, or Dan, you were wrong. Actually, right after the November election in 2020. You want to know what's going to happen then? Wait, you say. If you know what's going to happen in 2020, let's just go to Las Vegas. Well, it's not about that. It's about the political landscape of Washington, D.C. after Election Day, November 3rd of next year. There are many things at stake in that election, not just the presidency. Today, here at Truth News Network, I'm going to give you some projections of what those changes next year may look like. Keep in mind, ours are only opinions, as if you didn't already know that. But we've been successful with predictions far more often than wrong in the past. There may be one or two in this list with which you disagree. That's fine. Feel free to share those, and even your agreement with all or some of these, with us. So let's just get right to it. Predictions that may shock you about 2020. First, Representative Adam Schiff of California will be removed as chairman of the House Intelligence Committee. I doubt that many will be surprised at this. Schiff has been a complete disaster for the Democrat Party. His conspiracy rhetoric, complete with multiple lies about the president and even alleged actions that were found to be untrue, plagued the California Democrat. Even House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is already sick of him. She'll remove him and replace him with a moderate Democrat, probably from somewhere in middle America. Left and right coast Democrats are pretty much under siege right now. Pelosi sees the 2020 House elections as the most important of her political career. For any hope of Democrats retaining the House, Pelosi must sprinkle some magic dust on Americans before November of 2020. With Schiff in her stable of thoroughbreds, she recognized it's probably a lost cause. And then there's AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. She's going to take a hike. This prediction may shock some. The attractive yet naive New York Congresswoman's luster has dulled a bit, especially in the past few months. While her far-left messaging burns bright with Democrat activists, it's diminished in credibility and, therefore, acceptance from Democrats who are convinced they got a campaign closer to the center. And the New York Congresswoman seems to still be in a race to see just how far left she can go without alienating her Manhattan voters. In that quest, it's relatively apparent she has failed. I doubt Pelosi will take any action to remove AOC before November 3rd of 2020. That's Election Day. Voters will do that. Pelosi can certainly pull her from several committees on which she serves and can just let Ocasio-Cortez face a mounting GOP tsunami without any DNC help in New York, in her congressional district next year. Whichever way is sufficient to remove the radical from the left will be good enough for Pelosi and company. They never have, nor will they ever demean AOC. She's become a liberal hero to many millennials with whom her message about free everything resonates. Getting support during campaign season is one thing, but turning that into real support is another. I'm confident that Pelosi is tired of dealing with the junior high school representative and would love nothing more than for Americans to make a change at that seat to put a middle-of-the-road moderate in her district. That race will be exciting to watch. Now we're going to take a trip out west, way out west, almost as far as you can go in the continental United States, and talk about a senator that probably is on her way out, Senator Dianne Feinstein, Democrat of California. Uh-oh. What do we know that might prod Feinstein into leaving her Senate seat? The California senior citizen has been in Washington for a long, long time, actually since November the 4th of 1992. That is a long time. Things are vastly different in the U.S. and in Congress from what they were in her first term. Feinstein has been a respected, moderate voice in the Senate for most of her career, but of late, she's ventured a little out of her element, moving further left than her traditional spot. For that, Feinstein has received some significant grief from her fellow Democrat senators and voters in her very liberal state. Add to that the fact that she's now 86 years old. She doesn't have the same fire as she once did. Indeed, she's feeling tired from the constant fighting between Democrat and Republican Senate leadership. We're not sure she will even serve out the term she just began. If she does choose to hang it up, look for a hard left replacement for Feinstein. The California Congressional Caucus moves farther left every month. And let's get out of politics for a moment. How about let's go to trade? Prediction: China goes all in with a U.S. trade agreement. If this prediction comes through, American businesses of all kinds will see almost immediate windfalls. How can you predict this when China has been so hesitant to complete the trade deal on the table with the U.S., you ask? Well, China's economy, even as large as it is, second in the world, is tanking. China desperately needs the U.S. markets for its goods and services. Since the 1980s, many Americans have taken for granted that China's products are cheaper and of similar quality as those manufactured in the U.S., and have just accepted that. Chinese products have replaced not only American-made, but Japanese-made products that took over U.S. markets in the 50s and 60s, right after World War II. The key to balance this deal with China will be how labor unions in the U.S. will adjust labor costs for manufacturers that will be a critical element of the success of any trade deal with China. Our next prediction has just taken over the news over the last few months. We'll call it Corruption Gate. 2020 will see a parade of corruption and indictments, plea bargains, trials, and surprise retirements in the U.S. government never before seen. These will result from separate investigations by Federal Attorney John Durham and the Department of Justice under Attorney General William Barr. These will target mostly high-level intelligence staffers from the Obama administration. Former Attorneys General Eric Holder and Loretta Lynch will be caught up in this net casting that will see lower-level intelligence and Justice Department workers rolling on those above them in plea bargains. The first to be implicated will probably be former FBI Director James Comey, Department of National Intelligence Director James Clapper, and former CIA Director John Brennan. Evidence of widespread wrongdoing and illegal surveillance, falsification of documents, perjury, and massive mishandling of classified information and materials. Dozens who have nothing with which to bargain are going to face years in jail as a result, unless they roll up and turn on those above them. Bill and Hillary Clinton will be implicated too, but will somehow once again escape with slaps on the wrist, except for the Clinton Foundation. Not much conversation about what might happen there. Our prediction: the foundation will shutter its operations as part of a plea deal between the Clintons and the federal government. And then there's Vladimir Gate. Russia's economy is in big trouble. Foreign markets, especially those in Europe, are relying less and less on Russian products like natural gas and oil. A glut of petroleum products in the market will drive oil and gas prices well below price levels that have allowed Russia to at least sustain numbers necessary to prevent a major economic crash. However, a sliding gross domestic product, GDP, will drive Russian prices to new low levels. It'll critically impact their military capability, as well as severely handicap Russia's ability to compete in world markets across the board. Putin will reach out to President Trump for an economic summit to try and firm trade policies between the U.S. and Russia. But President Trump is going to demand Putin negotiate instead with the European Union for their financial assistance. Everything free for everybody. Because 2020 is election year, Democrat candidates will go all in for government provision of everything for everybody, even more so than we're seeing right now. That will include college tuition and medical coverage, but they'll take it to an even higher and more ridiculous and more unsustainable level. Besides regular college, they're going to float business school and postgraduate studies in law, accounting, medicine, that includes MD, dental, and veterinary medicine, and even in architecture. They'll tout government payment for it all, as well as forgiveness of debt for those who currently have outstanding loans for secondary education. Medicare for All will morph directly into single-payer health care with 100% federal control instead of the current Medicare-Medicaid private-public partnership that operates these programs. Single-payer is different from Medicare for All. Maybe in another story, we can talk about those differences. I think it's really important for Americans to understand. And then, the impeachment of a president. The million-dollar question, will Congress impeach President Trump? The House of Representatives will begin and go through a sham impeachment investigation, calling dozens of witnesses. It will try to subpoena the president himself for testimony, which is going to fail, and will try to twist evidence and hearsay into facts that are sufficient to reach consensus on several articles of impeachment, which they'll pass to the Senate for a trial. Efforts by Democrats are going to fall flat. No evidence presented will provide Democrats proof of any allegations by Mr. Trump that rise to the level necessary constitutionally of treason, high crimes, and misdemeanors to justify impeachment. The singular purpose of this process by the House is to discredit the president in the eyes of voters and get that discredit to a level sufficient to result in their confidence plummeting to levels that will lead moderate Republicans far enough to the middle to not vote for Trump for re-election. The political cost of this impeachment process will devastate the Democrat Party. It'll take years for their ability to regain any margin of support necessary and sufficient to sustain any leadership in the House or Senate, and certainly will keep Republicans in the White House for a decade at least. Many Democrat leaders will be kicked to the curb in favor of younger Democrats considerably farther to the left than those currently in leadership. The Democrat Party will indeed be known then as the, quote, Democrat Socialist Party of America. That sounds kind of way out there, doesn't it? As we have said, and as you know, 2020 is election year. Well, who's going to represent the Democrat Party in that election? Truth News Network some time ago predicted Senator Kamala Harris of California would win the Democrat Party nomination for the 2020 election. That was before the California senator slipped into oblivion because of sloppy campaigning and several quasi-scandals that appeared that forced her to defend those. There will be a senator representing Dems in the election, but it's going to be Elizabeth Warren, Democrat from Massachusetts. In a nomination battle in the Democrat convention, Warren will edge former Vice President Joe Biden. Joe Biden, you know, who is constantly under siege these days, and he was the odds-on favorite early on. In the election, Warren will see her opportunity to break Hillary's 2016 glass ceiling fall apart, as her economic proposals for Medicare for All, free college, the cancellation of student debt, and historically ruthless taxes on the upper 10% of Americans will doom her campaign. And then, of course, the 2020 presidential election. President Trump will win both the popular vote and the Electoral College tally in a landslide victory. The Senate will remain with a Republican majority, and Republicans will win a slim margin sufficient to control the House of Representatives once more. Well, there you have our predictions. Got a few more comments, a few more words. Sit tight. 60 seconds. We'll be back to wrap it up at Truth News Network, truthnewsnet.org.
Okay. I can't believe it.
I've been playing 4-on-4 with a barbershop quartet.
Pass the ball, pass the rock. We're open, just pass the ball.
Nah, I can't believe how easy it was to save hundreds of dollars on my car insurance with Geico. Yeah.
Believe it, Geico could save you 15% or more on car insurance. As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my HealthMart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. And they can help you, too. My pharmacist cares about my health and the things I love, whatever that might be.
HealthMart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthMart.com for the locally owned pharmacy near you.
When the lie becomes the norm, speaking the truth becomes a revolutionary act. Dan Newman, TNN.
Network. You know what? If our predictions, or if most of our predictions come to pass, 2020 is going to be a bleak year for many Democrats and the Democrat Party. But it will undoubtedly be a good year for most Americans. Donald Trump's policies, especially those regarding the nation's economy, have proven to Americans that economically, American excellence is still the best on earth, inspired again and again by innovation and the free market system of ideas and opportunity called capitalism. A new generation will move into the public arena beginning in 2020. This is very important. The tired concepts of socialism will continue to be exposed, just like peeling an onion, one layer at a time. And Americans will learn that this still is the greatest country on earth, not just for Americans, but for all those with which American companies, individual citizens, and government representatives interface with regarding policies and operational structuring as never before. Donald Trump's second term will be a mostly successful campaign to keep America great. Just one question remains unanswered in all of this. What will implicate the Obamas themselves? Remember Michelle Obama's statement recently when asked about political corruption in the Trump administration compared to any during the Obama administration? Her response was this, quote, "At least there were no indictments during the Obama years." However, it appears her revelation will be short-lived. It seems that in just days from today, there may be some Obama administration indictments being passed out. It is truly going to be a wild ride in 2020. So, saddle your horse with us at Truth News Network. We're in the ride. We're always going to be out in front of the pack, and we will keep you posted so you can make educated choices and decisions based on facts and not just political narrative. That's what we do here. We dig in and we get truth. That's why we call it Truth News Network. Hey, we'll get together tomorrow. Be here. TruthNewsNet.org. Until then, so long, everybody. Have a great day.
Classical conservatism, contemporary style. TNN.